This is Bush and Rich's Daily Takeaway.
Unfortunately, Bush and Richie have been held up, and I'm doing the show on my own. It's Harry Hill on... is this Scala Radio?
No, it's not Scala Radio.
No, no, it's...
Absolutely.
It's on the Absolute Network. It's on the Bauer Network.
It's on your muff.
Anyway, they've been detained.
Harry, welcome to Home Time.
Well, it's lovely to be here at Home Time at last. Why has it taken so long, Bush and Richie?
I don't know. Why have we never had Harry Hill on before?
No.
I don't know, because...
Maybe your emails were going to junk.
Straight to junk. We tick the box.
I'm going to have to hold my hand up and say Harry...
You're only holding one hand up.
Do both.
Both of them now.
There we go, yeah.
Although now I look like I'm submitting to you some kind of fight. I've been a long-time fan of yours, so quite how I've not succeeded to get you on our show, I don't know.
Well, it's very nice, Richie, to hear that.
Is that awkward for you, Harry? Mm.
Oh, it's good.
Drink and think.
What, have you talked to anyone else about this?
Well, something I was going to ask you at the end, but I'm going to shuffle it forward now because we've actually got awkward quite quickly.
I'll leave you guys to it.
Late 90s.
Yeah. Cast your minds back, listeners, to the late 90s.
Late 90s, you and I found ourselves in Poole High Street, both loosely switching on the Poole High Street Christmas lights.
It was you, I do remember. Yeah, I knew you were vaguely familiar.
You called him that guy in your book,
didn't I have to escape through Woolworths?
I think you might have done.
Those were the days.
After I asked you to sign a tin of Sild with a Sharpie.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Just wondering how many tins of Sild you've gone on to sign in your career.
A number of them. I remember that. It was Paul and there was such a big crowd, an angry mob.
A baying mob.
Yeah, and I turned the lights off, which was, as I remember, fairly underwhelming. And they said, we're going to have to take you through through Woolworths. So I was taken through and out the back of Woolworths.
It's like Spinal Tap.
And then across the road through Debenhams and then through Maplin's and all the other... Now closed.
It's an anecdote of its time, isn't it?
Isn't it? It really is.
Yeah.
I mean, speaking of its time, Harry, can I talk on behalf of the entire United Kingdom and ask you to please bring back You've Been Framed?
You've Been Framed.
It was amazing. You did an amazing thing with it.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't me. It was just the clips, really. I mean, what I did was, and it was no one really noticed this, I sped it up by getting rid of the in-camera presenter. No one remembers my predecessor. On You've Been Framed.
Who was it?
I know what you're going to say. Go and say it. Who was it?
I'm thinking Beadle or Lisa. No,
it wasn't.
Who was it?
It wasn't. Everyone says Lisa Riley. There's the long forgotten. He's the George Lazenby of the...
the forgotten man.
Yeah. It was Robbie Williams' friend...
Justin Wilkes.
Jonathan Wilkes.
We can't even get his name right, Paul.
Sometimes went under the name of Justin.
Yeah, occasionally it was Justin.
If he was checking into a boutique hotel somewhere.
So Jonathan Wilkes was doing the bits of camera. You thought, let's get rid of all that. Because you did revolutionise it. And I feel like...
Revolutionise might be too strong.
Too strong.
But there were still all the clips of people falling over.
Yeah. But it's that £250 for doing funny stuff. Those days are gone now. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, it was two aspects to that. One, it never increased from £250 in the 15 years. And actually, someone said to me just today that given for inflation, it should have gone up to something like £540 over that 15.
So you were kind of stitching people up a little bit.
Listen, I didn't write the checks. I didn't even choose the clips. I just provided the whimsical voiceover. Yeah, so I did 15 years, or as I think of it, 15 years of free money.
Yes.
Because all I had to do really was, try and make them, just distract people from me.
The terrors of the outside world. I mean, let's talk whimsical voice. Let's talk about your fantastic podcast. Are we nearly there yet?
Are we there yet?
I'm going to get rid of the nearly.
Do we have to
listen
to it?
Are we nearly there yet? No, it's are we there yet?
Mm. Are we? Do we
have to listen to it on a journey? Because you describe it as the world's first family-friendly podcast that gets you from A to B. So if you found out that people weren't listening on a journey from A to B, how would you feel?
I'm told it's the most popular podcast in the country currently. No, that's not right, Daddy. Shut up, Gary. Shut up. I describe it as family friendly, but you don't have to be in a family. So you could be in an orphanage.
Yeah.
You could be lonely.
But it's an incredible listen because, you know, you're talking about like some of these characters, etc. When I was listening to it on the train, it reminded me of like the Archers on acid, I would describe it as.
I'll take that.
You're going to have that as a... Would you put that on a poster?
Yeah, I can. That would be good, wouldn't it? Like backwards, you could play the Archers theme backwards. As the intro music.
Well, when I was listening to it, there was some Seals playing Seven Nation Army on trumpets.
Oh, yeah, that's good. Which one was that you listened to? Was that Alan?
That was Alan Carr.
Yeah.
It was fantastic, but it was like, you don't normally, podcasts are normally people just rocking up and just talking. Whereas
I know.
You've got,
well,
like,
I was
characters and
that is my slight beef with a lot of podcasts.
Okay.
That I think people need to just try a little...
Harder?
Harder. Because it's sometimes a little bit too rambling for me.
Okay.
You know? So I'm going for content. Content, content, content.
Content is king, I believe the phrase is.
This is a watershed moment for podcasts. I'm hoping that I've ruined it for everyone.
you quite often end up working with people, though, that do steal the show. If you don't mind me saying, obviously, Stufa and your son, Gary, who's been here today earlier. Yeah. And now Sarah, the AI bot.
Oh, Sarah, yeah. She's got an interesting backstory. Mm. Yeah, she was... I found her. She'd been discarded outside of the back of Fujitsu, you know, the...
Yeah. Oh, them.
And so I have reprogrammed her for good.
Yeah, good move.
So that she is now a force for good in the world.
But when you say you've reprogrammed her for good...
She worked for Elon Musk for a while. You remember when those rockets kept taking off and crashing?
Oh, yeah.
That was during her tenure.
Oh, dear. Patchy tenure.
It implies that the Harry Hill thoughts on AI are negative.
No, well, I'm convinced that it can be used for good. And so Sarah does come on and outline. She tells us all about the guests.
Yeah.
And some people have said it's just me highlighting Wikipedia and getting the computer to speak it. That's not true.
You just want to put that one to bed.
I refute that. And in one episode, she sang Someone Like You. She wrote a song about volcanoes and sang it to Adele's Someone Like You. That was the Sean Walsh episode.
That must be quite haunting.
That's a special moment.
Yeah, I bet. But you've got some amazing guests on there. You mentioned Sean Walsh, you've got obviously Alan Carr, Joe Brand on there and everything as well.
Joe Brand is on there today.
He's on there today. So some great everything. Guests. Is that you opening up the Harry Hill Black Book and calling in some favours? Do you hobnob with the hoi polloi, Harry?
I bumped into DJ Spoonie last night and he's agreed to come on. I met, you know, John Grant, the
John
singer.
Grant, yeah.
The greatest so and so.
Mate of Jason Wilkes, is he?
Just him.
He's coming on it next week.
Is he?
Yeah, that'll be a good one.
That'll be a good one, won't it? Well, if you don't mind me asking.
Sorry, it is me. Because, you know, the thing is, I've got myself on this merry-go-round where I'm having to do other people's podcasts to get them to do mine.
Yes, because you were there with Alan. You'd been on Alan Carr's podcast.
I did Alan's Life is a Beach. I did the funeral one with Kathy Burke. That's not family-friendly. And, and I'm doing Jamie Lang's tomorrow.
Check
what
you out.
What am I going to talk to Jamie about?
Sexting. And like TikTok.
Yeah, yeah.
And if you don't mind me asking, I was listening
to... I do mind you asking.
Oh, well, I'm going to ask it then. You don't know what it is, though.
Go on, what is it then?
What were you wearing when you were speaking to them? Because you're always very dapper.
Yeah,
are you in full dapper or are you in tracksuit bottoms when you're chatting?
I've taken to wearing the... On the podcast.
Yeah.
What's happened is, it's like here probably, you're filming me, right?
Mm.
Everywhere you go, you're being filmed. So I've taken to wearing the full kit everywhere because you never know where these things are going to surface, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, if you did the Ken Bruce show in the old days, that was it. It was your secret. It never resurfaced again.
This is what happened between you and Ken stayed in the room.
It went out live and that was that.
Harry
no
Hill's,
one had any way of... You
Harry
know.
Hill's tracks of his years.
Yes, I'd love to hear that.
Mm.
Okay, so you're fully smart, fully dressed whilst you're doing the podcast.
Yeah, well, why not? Yeah.
Here's a question.
Look at you two in your casual T-shirts.
Look like stagehands, but you're completely
security.
Jet black. Yeah, we do have a security look.
You can either have your podcast or your New Bits and Greatest Hits 2025 tour. Only one of them can exist. Which of them are you going to enjoy the most?
Who says?
Me for the purpose of the question.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I'm really enjoying the podcast because I can, you know, it's like with the stand-up, you can do what you want. It's a funny thing with podcasting. Like all these comics, the reason they're all doing podcasts is because it's a bit like stand-up in that you're your own boss.
Yeah.
Whereas, you know, if you do a TV thing or actually probably a radio thing, they say, oh, no, you can't, you know, don't do that. Oh, no, you can't, we don't like that idea. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, they're both... Yeah, I'd probably go... I can't give up live stand-up. It's such a thrill to do.
I'm excited about next year because that's 30 years of comedy and you celebrating 60 years on the planet, and it's a big tour.
Yeah, yeah, yes, gosh, it is, yeah. Yeah, it's nearly 80 dates, isn't it?
And you turned up today just in terms of still keeping it cool and keeping with the youth. You turned up with a very trendy man bag with you today, Harry.
It's a Sega bag.
What have you got in your Sega bag then? Should we have a look in there?
Wow.
Because when he came in, I thought he might be dealing. Because okay, you do see a lot of them on bikes.
This is a radio moment. Listen to the Velcro.
There you are.
It's very satisfactory.
That's not a sound effect, is it?
I've got some chewing gums.
Mm-hmm. That's a lot of chewing gum.
Oh, this is handy. I've got a... you've probably never seen one of these. So this is a USB converter. So you can go from a USB-C to a standard USB. By the way, if you've just tuned in, you're listening to Maplin's Radio, the in-house Maplin's.
There's four different USB options there, by the way. Just
this is quite nice.
What is that?
That's a Harry Hill's Swiss Army stick.
Oh, wow.
Now, these are handmade. I make these.
Will these be available on the website as merch?
You can't buy them.
What do you do with a Swiss Army stick?
And I'm going to give this one to Rich because he's a fan. Because you've been nice to me all those years ago.
Who'd have thought that sealed?
No one remembers that sealed thing.
Sealed would repay itself 25 years later.
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry, I just got to push the question. Yeah, what is a Swiss Army stick?
Okay, so that is, if you want to describe that, it's a stick. I've hand carved that stick.
What's going on?
But it's got the Swiss Army emblem on the end, which I've hand painted on there.
Yeah.
And that can be used for a variety. indicating.
What is it, Harry?
It can be used for indicating. It can be used for poking, pointing...
Scratching?
Scratching.
Yeah,
they're the scratch.
Do you use the painted end or the non-painted end?
Don't ask that question.
Not wafting.
Okay.
There's no instructions.
Wow.
That's amazing. Weirdly enough, I stopped our fence panels knocking around in the wind.
Our fence panels?
Our collective.
I didn't know we shared fence panels.
In our block of flats.
Are you in that field next to mine?
Yeah, that's me.
I often wondered. I saw the fence there. What else have I got? I've got Britain's first Beatle convention badge.
All right.
This is incredible.
As in the musical group or the insect?
Ringo.
Ringo.
The picture of Ringo.
Ringo. Hello there.
I've got a vibrating watch. Now, this is essential for any comedian. You did ask. This could be a regular item, guys, couldn't it?
This could be a new podcast format.
In my bag.
Mm. What's in my bag?
Yeah.
Mr. Tumble has kind of got there with Spotty Bag, but it's fair enough.
What's Tumble up
Mr.
to?
Mr. Tumble?
Justin from CBeebies.
Oh, I know Tumble. Mm. Jeez. I was up for Children's BAFTA.
Check you
for
out.
For something I did. And, I mean... I did this thing called Professor Brainstorm. So I was nominated in the category of acting in the children's BAFTA, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's like I was acting like a child would act. Well, I didn't even know what that meant, the children's BAFTA. Anyway, Tumble was there lording it up.
Mm. Oh, he's a machine, isn't he?
Sharp elbows, guys. Oh. Tumble.
Tumble is your Penny Smith to us.
Yes.
Oh, Smith.
Rival,
yeah.
From Solange snippy. FM or whatever you were saying earlier on.
Solange FM. Don't touch my hair. And that vibrates. You can set that for... So I've got that set for 40 minutes. So when I'm on stage, at 40 minutes that vibrates and that tells me I've got to wrap it up in 5 minutes.
Oh, wow. That's a good idea because you must have a situation sometimes when you're meeting someone for coffee, but you've only got a limited amount of time. You don't want to be looking like you're looking at your watch. Just get the Harry Hill Secondo, do the 40 minutes on it, vibrates, no one's any the wiser.
Yeah, it's a Casio. And you can also wear it around your neck.
All right.
And when it goes off, it gives you a slight vibrato effect. What else have I got?
Back in the bag.
I've got the standard stuff. Oh, look, there we go. There's an Are We There Yet badge.
Oh, wow.
An Are We Nearly There Yet badge.
I feel like...
Are We Nearly There Yet Mum badge. What else?
Harry, I feel like you're having a fun time with the bag, but I do want to ask one of the tough questions. And I feel like you're filibustering us with just emptying your bag.
Okay.
You've got the live tour coming up next year. You've promised...
Hey, it's good news, guys. I found another Swiss Army stick.
Oh, well, that's great
another
Swiss news. Army stick. That's good.
Yeah.
Swiss Army stick.
Phew, because I could see you were shooting daggers at Rich there.
You've promised the Badger Parade. In this cost of living crisis, how can you actually promise us that people are going to pay their good money? How can you promise us the Badger Parade will happen?
I've done preliminary tests.
Right.
I would. It's a radio thing. Otherwise, I'd show you the video. In my front garden. So I've got Gary is leading the parade, driving it's a red Porsche.
That's okay. Great, yeah.
And behind him, he is dragging, in this order, Tams is an Archer Badger, David Beckham Badger, Gareth Southgate Badger.
Oh, wonderful.
And then they are followed by Stufa in another car.
Oh, I.
You've got Abu Hamster for the...
Is he back?
He's back.
Great.
And finally, riding on a fox on a skateboard is the knitted character.
Wonderful.
From TV. Do you remember that? TV?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. So it's
going to happen.
It's going to happen. Brilliant.
I was going to say, you're a very friendly chap, a happy-go. Can I describe as happy-go-lucky, Harry?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Is there anything that makes you angry? Anything that makes you angry?
Really seething me. I'm angry all the time.
Are you?
This is just a front. Don't get me.
What gets you going?
Well, one of the things that I'm really unhappy about is the loss of some of our audiovisual leads that we've lost over the years. Specifically, the SCART lead.
Oh, the SCART. You don't see SCARTs anymore, do you?
You know, there's no need. I love that lead, and it was an unusual lead in that it not only connected the two audiovisual devices, it woke the TV up from standby. You tell me that... The lead that does that now. You don't get that with HDMI.
It doesn't do it at all.
Also selected the AV channel of choice.
Yes.
So if you were on, if you were plugged in via SCART to a VHS or a DVD player, that you wouldn't have to fiddle around with source.
No, exactly.
No such thing as the source button. No need for it back then.
And also the satisfaction of putting a 7 or 8 pin SCART in.
21 pins.
21 pin. I got it
he
wrong.
He knows his SCART.
He knows his. Was there any deviation from 21, or was it always just the standard 21?
Well, that's a good point. There was the input and the output.
Okay.
But actually, if you had a traditional classic SCART lead, it was 21 tiny pins.
Yeah, and it was just a satisfying feeling putting that in, wasn't it?
Yeah. Not always easy to get it in around the back because it wasn't a simple rectangle, was it? It had a dent in one end.
Yeah.
Would it be a rhomboid?
Ooh.
I'm not sure. I don't know what a rhomboid is.
No, because it's got five sides, not four. Is that the wrong
word? Yeah.
If you happen to know what shape the traditional SCART was, do get in touch with the show, hometime@absoluteradio.co.uk.
Harry, you started the interview because we weren't here. Would you like to end it as well?
You're listening to... What's it called?
Absolute Radio.
You're listening to...
It's on the sponge thing in front of you.
You're listening to Absolute Radio, and now Wake Me Up by Evanescence.
You know us. You know us, Harry. Harry Hill, thank you so much.
Nice to see you both.
The Daily Takeaway.
Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.